I'm super excited that today's podcast is brought to you by Remedy Kombucha. If you're not making your own at home or you're out and about, this really is the next best thing. This is Australia's and my favourite kombucha. It's all natural, alive, raw, unpasteurised, plus it tastes awesome. Remedy are now making it in the cutest little cans, which are the perfect size when I'm running out the house. Try Remedy Kombucha if you need some bubbles in your life today. My name is Melissa Gearing and I am the Naked Naturopath. Thanks for tuning in. Hi everybody, welcome back to the Naked Naturopath. Today I'm going to cover a client request which was posted on Facebook in response to a post that we did asking what people want us to podcast on. So if you have some kind of concern or query or worry or something you just want to know more about that you think that I might know something about, then please do email or let us know on Facebook. It's info@mgherbs.com.au, or you can, you know, jump onto the website and contact us that way as well, www.mgherbs.com. If you hear weird noises throughout this podcast, it's probably me patting baby Callie because she's asleep on my chest again, which will probably be the way that I work moving forward for a while. I know that a couple of clients have been into clinic and met her or seen her on my chest fast asleep. She's a good little sleeper, so hopefully I won't have to pause and start again. But today I'm going to be covering microwaves. It's just a quick podcast because we don't actually know that much about podcasts. I mean, we know a little about microwaves, we know a little bit, but most of the time you have to make up your own mind in the end after everything that you read on the microwave situation. It's quite controversial and people get a little bit, you know, upset about it sometimes. But I'm just going to tell you the facts, what I could find and what I think, and we'll go from there. So, you know, microwaves are great. They save us time and they're really quick and easy to heat food and to sterilize things. And I would hazard a guess that most people in Australia have a microwave. Most people that I know don't have a microwave, but that's my weird and wonderful community who would rather not have one than risk having one based on the evidence. We don't have one. My microwave cubby at home is full of herbs, so that's our little first aid section where you can, you know, pick up some tummy tonic or headache tonic or whatever is ailing you. You go to the microwave hole and you'll find everything you need there. So, you know, they're really handy. Like, I get why people want them and why people love them, why people defend them. But just because we've been told that every home must have a microwave and that they're very safe and they're user-friendly and that they are going to be more convenient doesn't necessarily mean that they're good. I think that it's, you know, it's a myth that they have no possible effect on human health. We know that that's probably not the truth at this stage, but it's more about what negative, you know, what negatives they are having, which we're unclear about. What I would do in the end, at the end of this podcast, is just ask yourself, do you really, really need it? I know that, you know, when we got rid of ours, we were like, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? We just went back to how my nan and pop did it. We heat things on the stove and, you know, put things in the oven. If I've got a pie or something to heat up or leftovers, I'll just chuck them in a Pyrex and put it in the oven. So there are definitely ways of doing things, and we did exist without microwaves for a very, very long time before that they came about. So there's a lady who is a building biologist. Her name is Nicole Bilstma, which I hope I'm pronouncing correctly. I'm going to spell it for you, Nicole, B-I-L-J-S-M-A. So you can look up her website. She's a building biologist, and she talks a lot about home stuff like mold and, you know, fire retardants and common chemicals in the home and also electromagnetic fields and waves. So you can look her up. She says that microwave ovens are a great way to sterilize objects such as wet dishcloths and sponges for about 1 minute, baby bottles, but for everything else, they should be avoided or used very sparingly, especially when we look at heating food. So you can jump onto her website, www.buildingbiology.com.au, and there's a section on hazards, microwave, oven friendly or faux, and you can check it out there, because I don't think that I'm an expert on electromagnetic fields and waves, whereas she has, you know, done her study and a lot of work in that. Here's what I think. Microwaves are definitely a form of electromagnetic fields, and we now know that electromagnetic fields and waves do have an effect on human health. The idea or the argument that they don't have an effect on human health is ridiculous, because we have over 30 years of evidence to suggest that they do. What is that effect? It's mostly carcinogenic. And how does the microwave factor into that? The microwaves are a form of electromagnetic fields. So your microwave heats up your food by getting the water molecules in the food to move at high frequencies, and that's what generates the heat. But those microwaves, it's argued that they don't really stay inside the microwave itself. So they don't stay inside the four walls of the microwave oven that you have. And certainly the cubby that you put most microwaves in is just wood or whatever your kitchen, you know, is made out of. So that's not going to be keeping the microwaves any more insulated either. There are safety standards. So in America, the FDA sets them. In Australia, I think whoever sets them, maybe the TGA, they set these safety standards to limit the amount of waves that are allowed to leak. So what I would emphasize is that there are waves that are allowed to leak. They're not saying your microwaves should have no leakage. They're saying this is the amount that is allowed to leak. So there, you know, there is a certain amount of waves that are allowed to come out of that. However, the other thing with that is that heaps of people have done their own tests on their own microwaves and even brought brand new microwaves, which were leaking way more than was legally allowed. So, you know, you can have a Google and look at some YouTube videos on that, and just people testing the amount of waves that are actually coming out. So the issue of it leaking, you know, like I said, it's carcinogens, which, keep in mind, our mobile phones do as well. Mobile phone towers in particular. You know, in Australia, we let off something like a million more of these electromagnetic waves from every telephone tower, than they allow in Austria. So this stuff is still pretty up in the air. A couple of countries are now banning public Wi-Fi because of this, you know, these health hazards. So we're very new. This is all very new to humans and us as a race. So we're still learning. And I, you know, that's why I'll go back and say, like I did before, that if we don't know and there's a possibility, then, and there's another way to do things, then why not do that? Do we need a microwave? I don't know. I don't need a microwave. Do you? You have to decide. So in 2011, the World Health Organization did classify that particular leakage from microwaves as a possible carcinogen. And you will always get possible or maybe in front of these things, because we don't know. Like, it's really hard to sit here and say you should use a microwave or you shouldn't use a microwave. As you know, I've had a new baby, and one of the big things that I got asked was, how am I going to sterilize the baby bottles, especially by my mum? And I just do it the old-fashioned way. I get a big bowl and I put them all, I clean them all, I rinse them all, and I put them all in, and then I do the boiling water over the top, and I cover them, and then I pull them out, and they've got a special thing that they dry on, and then they go into a container that's airtight so that they can, you know, remain sterile. One of my friends, I was, you know, freaking out about it somewhere along the line of my pregnancy, and one of my friends said, well, your boob's not sterile. And I was like, okay, that's fair enough. So they're clean enough. If you were formula feeding and having to do a huge amount of bottles, I only express as Sam needs to feed Callie when I'm at work. I understand that you may need a better method than that, but that's how I'm doing it at the moment, and that works for us. So that's the issue with the actual microwave itself. The other side of it, you know, the other major point, and this is more my point of view, you know, I know we're surrounded by electromagnetic waves, and I definitely put my phone on airplane whenever I can, but that's the life we live in now. We have Wi-Fi in our house, which we turn off at night time whenever we think of it, but not every night, and that's a difficult thing to do as well, because then it has to hook up again, and you know, you sit down to watch Netflix and your Wi-Fi is not on, and it's just convenience, isn't it? But the other real issue that I have with microwaves is the damage biologically that it actually does to the food that you put in there. Happy if you want to use it for sterilizing and all that kind of stuff, but for your food to go in and for its molecules to be changed, it completely changes the nature of that food. Microwaving food causes, you know, the food itself to possibly form carcinogens, which is a huge argument. When we look at a protein, so if you put meat, eggs, something like that in there that has an amino acid signature or a line, then you will denature and destroy a lot of those amino acids. And there is some argument that especially food with high amounts of protein in the microwave will convert to carcinogens. Whether it's true or not, we will wait and see. It's estimated that you lose anywhere between 60 and 90% of food's micro value. So that is the little nutrients, you know, your ABCs, Ds, Es, Fs, Ks, all your B vitamins, I think I said that. And you're definitely going to destroy all of the antioxidants, which you will do. Keep in mind, you will do this when you cook or heat a lot of food, but the way that a microwave does it changes the nature of the food very quickly, very harshly, and yeah, it will destroy it. A lot of that food value will be lost through a microwave. My third and final issue with the microwave is the common, very, very common thing that people do in using plastic in the microwave. So all of the, you know, the microwave safe things were plastic for a really long time. We're starting to get more now. So there's, you know, like I said, there's Pyrex and all those different glass things. But like something like Tupperware is famous for having microwave bowls and things like that. And there is a difference between soft and hard plastic. Obviously something like Tupperware is not going to leach as much of those plastic compounds into your food as a takeaway, you know, Chinese takeaway container, which is a really thin plastic. But it's still going to do that. If you have water, you have plastic, you have heat, you are making a cocktail of plastic compounds in that water, which is the same thing that happens if you leave your plastic water bottle in the car on a hot day and then you get in the next day and it's cold again, so you drink it. That heat would have leached a lot of the compounds out of that plastic, which are, there's many. It's not just BPA we're worried about. I know that a lot of things have a BPA-free sticker now, which is great, but there are so many more issues and compounds in plastic than just BPA alone that we need to think about. So even if it's a BPA-free bottle or container that you are cooking in the microwave, it's still not good. I don't know if anyone else has experienced this, but my parents always had a microwave plastic bowl that had a lid that kind of screws on and hooks under the plastic at the top as well. And you do steamed vegetables and stuff like that in it. It has now, like, you know, my parents have had that for years. They use it all the time. And it started to, the plastic started to kind of scratch up. If you have something like that at home, you'll know exactly what I mean. It's not because you've used any implements or utensils on it. It's because the plastic is actually breaking away from the heat and the food and the water. And if that plastic is breaking away, imagine how, you know, vulnerable your food is in the microwave. If the microwave over time degrades plastic, the hard plastic itself, it's just something to think about. So if you do have a microwave and you want to keep cooking your food in it, then please put it in glass. If you buy those little takeaway food, you know, like a Weight Watchers or Lean Cuisine or something like that, that are in that soft black plastic. You take the clear plastic off the top, you pop it in the microwave. Just go one extra step and just put it on a plate or in a bowl first, or in a glass, you know, Pyrex or whatever, then put it in the microwave. That will make a huge difference to the quality or the lack of, you know, toxins in that food once it comes out all nice and warm. Russia has done heaps of research on this, and you know, since forever, like it was back in, I can't even remember what I was reading, the 30s or something, which I didn't even think they had microwaves, but they're researching electromagnetic waves and frequencies and all that stuff. They eventually, after doing all this, banned microwaves in the late 70s, but they unbanned them, if that's a word, 20 odd years later, because there was a need for international trade, which was unrelated to why they banned it in the first place, which was the health risks of microwaves. So I think it's really up to you. I know I always say that because I really do think that you should gather all the information and then decide what you want to do based on an accumulation of people's opinions and the evidence and the research and all that kind of stuff. But for us in our home, we chose not to have a microwave for those reasons. And for those of you, you know, I get the argument that, but you're still heating your food on a saucepan or a fry pan or in the oven, you're still heating it. It's, like I said, it's a different form of heat. It's convection rather than the water molecules heating up and dancing and getting all annoyed. And, you know, that's how a microwave works. It's also, you can control the heat factor. So how many times have you put something in the microwave and then gone to pull it out and it is smoking hot, you know, or it's completely dried out and it's taken all that water away from the food, it almost dehydrating it. A microwave heats things very quickly, very rapidly. So when you are steaming your vegetables on the stovetop versus a microwave, you can really control that and you can take them off very early so that they don't degrade. Whereas, you know, 32 seconds to a minute of, you know, with a broccoli in the microwave really makes it this gooey, soft, horrible thing that you don't want to eat anyway. So different ways of heating, definitely a different lifestyle that you have to take on. Instead of a minute or 2 minutes to heat up my pie, it takes, you know, a good 10 to 15 minutes in the oven. But it's all about deciding what works best for you and your family and, you know, what you're willing to give up, I guess. And we were very much willing to give up the microwave. So, and happily living without it. So it can be done. And like I said, lots of my friends are the same. They don't have microwaves and they survive. So if you have any questions, let me know. But that is my podcast on microwaves. I hope that it answers some of your questions. Thanks so much for tuning in. Remember to email me if you have any topics that you'd like me to cover. Thanks, and I'll talk to you soon.